The fourth constructive way that we can use our mind to create is called problem solving. Have you ever been awakened in the middle of the night by a flash of brilliance, sat up and said, "That's it, that's the answer"? Have you ever been driving down the road and had a solution to a challenging problem just pop into your head as if it came out of nowhere? When in development on the intentional creation assessment, we reached what might have seemed an impasse. If you've taken the assessment, remember the first time you saw your world out of order? And like, ah! Well, originally it was designed to stop there. Of course, in the initial beta test, people were confused and overwhelmed. And with that feedback in hand, I returned to the office to be still and to problem solve. Being angry would not serve. Being overwhelmed would not serve. Being fearful or doubting my ability to solve the challenge would not serve. The gap is a dark place, and I was not about to go there. "This is a worthy project," I quietly whispered. Each time I was tempted to feel panicky or frustrated due to a looming deadline with a major client, I stared at the computer screen and whispered, "Not tonight. We are not going there tonight. We are going to stay present and focused. We are going to stay in creation." My thoughts turned to the three questions. What can I create? How can I create it? How will this serve? While staring at the computer screen and repeating these three questions over and over, the solution came. Put the world back together again. Not knowing what that meant, I wrote it down on a sticky note. What does this mean? Then it hit me. What if we could drag and drop the out-of-balance measurements and put a person's world back together again? Well, it was 10 p.m., but I called our programmer anyway. He said it was possible that, and he would get back to me in the morning with some ideas. Then he went to bed, but he couldn't sleep. And then it suddenly came to him, the way to do it. He jumped up, and in a couple of hours, it was functioning. When I arose at 4 a.m. to continue development, the solution was there waiting for me. I did not know the answer, but I knew who did know it. What can you create? How can you create it? How will this serve? I still have the sticky note in my journal as a reminder that when we choose to intentionally create and focus all of our ability on a problem, a solution can come, and it may be beyond our current realm of thinking. That ignites passion. What is the single greatest problem that you're currently facing? Are you spending any time in fantasy, racing ahead to a time when this challenge has been solved? Do you ever catastrophize or worry about what is going to happen if the problem is not solved? Do you ever beat yourself up for having this problem in the first place? Is it potentially embarrassing? Have you reached a point where you feel that all is lost? This is what I'd like you to do. Take out a piece of paper and write down the problem. Just write it down. And make the commitment that you will find an answer and will not cease constructive creation until you find it. With it written down, I want you to close your eyes. Can you see the ladder next to you? I'd like to invite you to climb up the ladder. From up here, everything is clearer. Start by becoming aware of the sabotaging thought processes that want you to engage in catastrophe, or want you to feel like a victim, or want you to focus on ego or image. Dismiss them as silly and childish. Now, some of the things that have happened to us may be tragic, that's true. However, as Harvey Schoff often says, we'd be less concerned about what other people think about us if we knew how little they actually do. It's tough medicine, but if we're waiting for someone else to care about us to help us solve our problem, we may be waiting a very long time. So let's just dismiss those thoughts and move into creation. Now, consciously invite your partner to participate in this problem-solving process. This partner is aware of what you're going through. Now, become aware of any thoughts of unworthiness or doubt or fear. And just let those thought processes go. Those are probably the most silly of all. Now be still. Just be still. Until the noise of this tangible reality and self-doubt melt away. Feel the cool, refreshing breeze up here on this plateau, this vantage point. You don't need to have an answer. Yet trust that there is one. In this moment, you are okay. In this moment, you can be at peace in the middle of a firestorm. In this moment, you can be safe. In this moment, you can be whole. Stay in this moment. Now, if others are involved in this challenge, put yourself in the shoes of each person one at a time and see what they see, the way they see it. Be open to possibilities. You do not have to agree with, justify, or excuse their behavior. Just take a look at the problem through their eyes. At the same time, take a good look at you through their eyes. How do they feel about your current level of accountability, your focus, your discipline, your effort, your action? In what ways are they justified? This is not to be self-deprecating. This is just to be honest and accountable. A pause for a moment. Does this seem like just too much work? Consider for a moment how many hours you've already willingly invested in this catastrophizing. Constructive problem solving takes more discipline, but the answers come more quickly. That's a nice trade-off. So, just be still. Now focus on these three questions as you think about this problem that you've written down. What can I create? How can I create it? How will this serve others? What can I create? As you ask each question, just be still. What can I create? Who are you asking this question of? Is it not the power that governs abundance? What can I create? Still. How can I create it? Be still. How will this serve others? Be still. Consciously shut off sabotaging thoughts. Focus. Seek. If your mind wanders, follow it. That power often talks to us in impressions. Write down every impression you receive. Each time you're tempted to seek refuge in the gap and fantasize and catastrophize, just say, no, not today. We are not going there today. I am staying in creation. Every time you go in the gap, you just delay this process. Not only the time spent in the gap, but the aftermath of having visited that place. Stay present in this moment. Now be with this process for a day. By the time you awaken tomorrow morning, you should have several ideas, possibilities, all of which are new. Which one excites you the most? Often we take action on one and it opens up a door to another and then a door to another until the problem is solved. Take action and create. Now, 2 weeks from now, and based on a preset schedule, put it right on your calendar, you're going to revisit this problem and compare how far you've come in just 2 weeks. Miracles are only miracles in retrospect. It is often hard to fully appreciate a miracle when you're in the middle of one. Sound too simple? It's supposed to be simple. What makes it hard are all of those tethers of negative sabotaging thought processes that block the sacred space of your mind from having a conduit between you and the power that governs abundance. The more successful you are in shutting off all of that noise, the quicker you get your answer.